You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Audi of Norwell.
He came running out of the green room to hug the commissioner. You're going to the New England Patriots. Was it worth the wait?
Oh, absolutely. This is what I wanted all along, and I can't wait to play for really the greatest franchise in NFL history. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it.
That's not well received here. You got all the boos. But talking about championships, your college coach, Nick Saban, very good friends with Bill Belichick. Both of them know a lot about winning championships. Will you bring another championship to New England?
We'll see. I've got a chance to play under some legendary coaches, even in high school, and like you said, with Coach Saban. So I'm looking forward to taking Coach Belichick's coaching. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I know your nickname, the Joker. You've got that big smile now, right?
Sounds good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wiggy, the franchise, Mac Jones.
That is the future.
Mr. Jones, the future.
That's what you wanted. I mean, I can't understand why you aren't ecstatic this morning. You said for the last 2 weeks, if Bill doesn't draft a quarterback, then you're done with him. What does he do? He goes out and he gets Mac Jones, a guy that Charlie Weiss says was the very best quarterback in college football last year, and you're upset about it. You're never happy.
The reigning national champion.
I am happy. I told you, I'm happy that he drafted a quarterback. It just wasn't the guy that I wanted, and I felt like you could have got that guy. It wasn't that far. It's not like Justin Fields went fourth to Atlanta or something like that.
Right.
He was right there for the taking, and I'm happy that he took a quarterback, and so he's just going to have to grow on me.
Who won head-to-head in the national title game? They went head-to-head, mm-hmm. Mac versus Justin.
Yep.
One guy stood tall.
Yeah. Well, the week before that, Justin stood tall over Trevor Lawrence, so what's that mean?
This is Manny. Hello, Manny.
Hey, I just want to back up Wiggy like Rob did yesterday. Bill Belichick is going to draft the best player that's available. If Justin Fields is there at 15, he's taking him. He wasn't going to give anything up for any of those quarterbacks. Okay? So, Wiggy, you're 100% right.
I'm trying to tell him,
like
bro.
Always.
Manny, can I ask you a quick question? Was Justin Rohrwasser the best guy available in the fifth round?
Hung up on Manny.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Was Kyle Duggar the best player available out of Lenoir Ryan?
Well, like Justin Fields? I don't think so. Do they?
In Bill's mind, he was better than the other two safeties.
Right, and in Bill's mind, Mac Jones is better than Justin Fields.
No. In Bill's mind, in the position that he was in, because he drafted out of the first round for Kyle Duggar. He could have stayed there and drafted a guy. In Bill's mind, when he's looking at that, I believe he has two quarterbacks that he likes. And once Denver doesn't take one, he then says to himself, I don't have to move up. If somebody jumps ahead of us and takes one of those two guys, I'm going to be able to get the other one. To think that all of a sudden, now you believe if Mac Jones goes to Chicago at number 11, I believe it was, that they're not going to take Justin Fields. That's just fraudulent.
Do they like Justin Fields? I don't think so.
I mean, how many times you going to play Mike Lombardi?
As many times as you keep repeating.
Wiggy, the two guys closest with Bill outside of football, Mike Lombardi and Charlie Weiss. You would agree with that. two of his closest confidants.
I would agree with that. I don't know who's close with Bill outside of football.
Well, his closest confidant is Nike.
Right. So I don't know that.
They each told you multiple times that he did not like Justin Fields. They didn't go to his pro day.
Right.
Like, what else? What other evidence
Mike
do you
Labonte
need?
Also said that they like Jameis Winston in free agency.
Okay. What other evidence do you need to say that Bill Belichick was not in on Justin Fields?
Isn't it possible he likes a pocket passer?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm not knocking
school,
that.
He's old guy. The guy is an old school football guy. A pocket passer did pretty well here for 19 years.
Yep.
Did you happen to see the eggplant emoji that Linda shared on social media last night? She's very excited about this.
What?
Sharing eggplant emoji.
You're just kidding.
What do I have to explain these things to you? This is Art from Walpole. Hello, Art.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
What's going on, Art?
You know, Greg, last night at whatever the time of the Patriots pick, I was sitting in a bar up in North Conway. And I just about peed my pants. I was so happy. I really was. This is the guy. And you know what? I think he would have been happy. I think he was going to take either or. He was going to take either or was available at 15.
Thank you.
But I think he got his guy. And this guy is going to be – everything has fallen into such incredible place. And I think Curtis said you got to give Belichick credit this offseason. Whether it's Belichick, Kraft, whoever's making these final okays, let me tell you something. This has been as good as it can get, guys. And this guy is on a mission. Bill Belichick is on a mission to right the ship this year. When Tom Brady and the boys come in here in November, this team is going to be real, real ready. I predict, as I told you guys, after the free agent signings, a very, very, very big-time year for the New England Patriots. I think they're going to be one of the favorites.
It couldn't have worked out any better for Belichick. Couldn't have worked out any better. He knows, boom. I got two guys right there. I don't have to go anywhere. One of them's coming to me. That's perfect for him. That is perfect for Belichick. We know he doesn't like to trade up. He doesn't generally he generally doesn't do it.
Well, he also only has the one pick in the second anyway. So
but it worked out perfectly.
But he's probably reluctant to give that up.
Right.
For the first time in Bill Belichick's career as a general manager, he took a quarterback in the first round. And you're telling me, Wiggy, that he was going to be okay with either when he hadn't ever drafted a QB in the first round before. That defies logic.
No, it doesn't. And when it's two guys that are totally different. No, that you like. So let's say he liked wide receivers, for example, and both Devontae Smith and Jaylen Waddle, let's just say it happened to be there. One team trades up to get the other one. You're sitting there going, this is perfect. The other teams that are behind me, they're not taking wide receivers. One of these guys is falling in my lap, and that's what Belichick looked at. There was no other team. The only thing he had to concern himself with is maybe a team like New Orleans jumping up ahead and going to get Mac Jones.
This is Bill from Newton. Bill, what's going on?
Yeah, Wiggy's half right. See, first of all, nobody else wanted Mac Jones. The only two teams that were even remotely being reported that were going to take him were the Niners and the Patriots. And once the Niners passed on him, Belichick probably knew that he was fallen. But in a miraculous case that someone did trade up, like Wiggy just said, he's not going to pass up Justin Fields because, like Curtis just said, oh, he's never taken a quarterback in the first round before. Well, that's because he has never needed to. This year, he needed to. And if Fields was there, he would have taken him. No doubt about it.
Right.
They didn't need a quarterback last year to draft one when Brady left?
There wasn't anybody there that was good enough. This is the best quarterback class in the last 20 years.
Well, you just said there was never a quarterback that they didn't ever need a quarterback. Well, last year they definitely needed a quarterback.
No, not like this year, Bub. They had Cam Newton last year. That was their boy.
Cam Newton was signed after the draft. But nice try.
Can't you take a look at pro days and figure out who Bill had his eyes on all along?
Correct. Which Wiggy said was some chess move because he was in on Justin Fields.
Well, then, what about when he scoffed at the fact that Mac Jones didn't look good at his pro day, the one that Bill was at?
That was the chess part.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that was the Jenga part.
But the fact that you two, you and Curtis,
Curtis,
yeah, and you, Ken, Ken,
no, 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 I don't
me
think
Curtis,
I don't think Ken is on that train. I don't think I heard him say that if Mac Jones would have went to Chicago, they wouldn't have drafted Justin Fields.
I am on that train.
Oh, you're on that train. So I am.
Listen to Michael Lombardi.
I am with three idiots. Go ahead. What time's his day over?
I'm not going to play it again.
I play Mike Lombardi for the 100th time.
Oh, I'm not going to.
Same guy who said they
You don't trust him. But
same guy who said they like Jameis Winston.
You're right. Alone on an island.
No, I'm not.
You have found yourself alone on an island, and it's not one of those reality TV love islands that you like
so much.
No,
I'm not.
You're alone on an island.
Every caller who's called up said that the Patriots would have taken Justin Fields if he was there at 15.
Andrew Gold, rejoin next, please. Lonely boy for Wiggy. He is alone on an island this morning.
No, play that NWA. I'm working with morons.
What's a ladle?
I just found that out. That is okay. That's how you get.
Oh, but I'm a moron. Okay.
Yeah, well, you mean, because I don't know what a ladle is.
By the way, you had learned what a ladle was on this show months ago.
Yep.
You must have forgotten about
it. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, it's
just get the soup spoon. My grandmother ain't go, give me the ladle.
This is Buzz from Brockton. What's up, Buzz?
Yeah, good morning. Not what I called about, but this conversation has changed kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
But for the past few days, everybody's been talking about Jimmy G coming, Jimmy G coming, Jimmy G coming. So if Mac Jones is not available, maybe the backup plan was to get Jimmy G. And let me just leave you with this question. How arrogant do you have to be to think that you know what's going on in Coach Belichick's head?
Mm.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody knows.
No,
nobody.
Well, we speculate.
We do
but
speculate.
But he's telling you by his actions. He wanted a pocket passer. He only went to one pro day. And you evaluate Bill over the course of his career, Wiggy.
Okay.
He doesn't draft for a position of need. He doesn't do that. He grades guys, and he takes the guys that he grades the highest. So you're saying he would have defied all that and just taken a position of need because he's desperate for a quarterback. We've never seen him do that, ever.
All right. More on last night's draft, today's draft, the news coming up at 7:45. By the way, during the news, if you're going to commit armed chicken nugget robbery, make sure that you have the right time of day. We'll get to that during the news, but right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring event. It is here. Complete details and find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. All right, 6'3", 214 pounds. Mac Jones is coming in, the 15th pick in the NFL draft. And got to go back to what Bledsoe, right, is the last Patriots first-round QB?
What is your guess when it comes to the Aaron Rodgers situation? What is your guess at what is going on there? I mean, he clearly wants out.
Yeah, but doesn't he want out because he wants a new deal? And they offered him?
No, he's been pissed all along ever since they drafted a quarterback.
Right, but I think even after that, he still wanted a new deal. But I think they offered him something and it wasn't what he wanted financially.
The Packers wanted him to restructure because of his massive cap hit.
Right.
And he's mad at the Packers because he doesn't feel like he's had a voice a la Tom Brady. But I think yesterday was all about Rodgers leaking this to Schlereth, to other people, trying to get some buzz created that he was wanted out and he wanted to be traded.
But the Niners were one of the teams that was inquiring and had some talks with them about it.
Mm-hmm.
So is it possible that they still make that deal?
No.
No?
Not when you draft Trey Lance at number 3. You sit on Jimmy G, you let Jimmy G play this year, and then you go with Trey Lance. You go to route there at the Kansas City Chiefs did with Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, sounds like Denver could be a team that's still in the mix if they decide to move him. No, Packers say they are not going to. Back to Jones for a second. Do you want to hear from Nick Saban?
Yes.
About what the Patriots are getting here. Obviously, Saban and Belichick, their relationship well documented.
Well, I think if you just watch Mac play throughout the course of the year, if it came to mental errors, he only made a few. He was always very well prepared. I think Sark did a great job with him. But he was always very well prepared, for every game. But he went out there and sort of, calmly just executed and took what the defense gave him and made the right choices and decisions based on what we had coached him to do. Seldom did he force the ball. Seldom did he turn it over.
Sounds like a guy that Belichick would love. No turnovers, calm. Saban goes on to say he's more than a game manager, too. But obviously he can do that. And the question is, who plays week one? Does he have a chance to win the job in camp?
He has a chance. Like, if I had to compare Mac Jones to anybody, like, currently playing, and I would say, okay, this could potentially be his ceiling, I would say he's similar to Stafford and Matt Ryan. I mean, when you think about it, that's the type of quarterback I see. And those guys are very good. I won't knock those guys. I think those are – so if he can get to that level, you have a Super Bowl-caliber quarterback on your hands.
Albert Breer from SI last night compared him to Jared Goff. I think that's kind of a good comparison. He had early success.
Mm-hmm. Jared Goff.
Yeah. Bruins over the Sabres 5-2. Red Sox go down 4-1 in Texas. Celtics Spurs are tonight. Any of those headlines interest you, Greg? Nice win by the Bees.
Great win for the Bees. That Krejci drag and then to Hall was filthy, as they say. I just love what Taylor Hall has done for David Krejci. Mm. And what David Krejci has done for Taylor Hall.
Yeah, it's made them a bona fide contender is what it's done. And Coyle scoring is big.
But isn't your focus strictly on the Celtics moving forward for the next however many games they have left?
No, it's not strictly on. I can parcel my focus out. I take Geico. What was that stuff that Larry King used to always tell you? You needed to take the focus, the garlic stuff.
Yeah, but one of your big things yesterday was how the Celtics game was so much more important. So,
well, it was because I would like to see the Celtics show some kind of a sign of life.
Right. Well, every game should be like, where are they going these next 10 games?
Greg, when are you taking over for Garlic?
Honestly, that should be an endorsement. I'm timing all those Larry King endorsements. I'm 54. Those should be mine.
Absolutely.
Those should be mine at this point. I tell you what I'm focused on, Wiggy. I am focused on the Run for the Roses tomorrow with 60,000 people at Churchill Downs watching a Kentucky Derby, which they were unable to do last year, and that's a good thing.
Hopefully no horses die.
let's hope they don't.
Plus, Bill probably takes another punter in round 5. That's tomorrow.
Curtis, will the horses be wearing masks during the race?
Yes.
Okay. It won't affect their breathing at all, just like everybody at the gym the last year and a half.
A quick aside, the Politos are hosting a massive Kentucky Derby party.
That's what's trending now.
We're back to more The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Obviously, any player at Alabama, certainly the quarterbacks at Alabama, are very well coached. They understand the offensive design of the play. They understand the defensive adjustments and the weaknesses and strengths of different fronts and coverages and how to anticipate and read blitzes and all that. And so, you know, any player coming out of Alabama that's had that kind of exposure is going to be pretty well prepared for that. But this is a different level, and the things that happen in the National Football League are, again, we have more time, we have more scheme, the players are more advanced physically, they have much more experience, and so what's going to happen at this level is going to be more complex and faster and more difficult than what happened at the last level.
Well, Wiggy is the lonely boy on the island of no Mac Jones this morning. However, it seems to me like Bill got his guy, or got his... Who was it? Was it Inspector Clouseau who used to always get his man, or was that Dudley Do-Right? Who was it? Who was that, Ken, who used to always get his man? Bill got his man.
That sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Remember Dudley Do-Right?
Of course, yeah.
Do-Right. You must love Dudley Do-Right because he was a Canadian.
I think it was Dudley Do-Right, actually.
You were sure? No. I thought it was Inspector Clouseau.
It may have been Inspector Clouseau.
I thought it was Ordway.
I don't know. Bill got the quarterback. I believe Bill got the quarterback that he wanted the whole way along in this process.
Absolutely.
This is... David. David, good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to all New England fans, because this is what everybody wanted. They wanted Mac Jones. We all know, Justin Fields is a great quarterback. We know, but he's not the style of player for New England. Mac Jones is. This is exactly Bill, as usual, sat back and waited, and he got his man, and I am super excited that we finally have another real quarterback to come in here and hopefully stay healthy and grow with his team and give us what we've had for the past, or close to what we had for the past 20 years. So, Wiggy, I'm sorry, but not Justin Fields didn't belong in New England. It wasn't the type of team for him. It was not.
I guarantee you, if the Patriots drafted Justin Fields today, it would have been that David would be saying, Bill finally got his guy. Patriots family. Listen, I did want Justin Fields, but I am happy that they did get a quarterback.
Well,
right?
I understand that. I mean, you better be, because yes, that's what you've been saying for the last month.
That's what I wanted.
Nauseatingly, over and over again. If Bill doesn't take a quarterback in the first round, right, then you're done. You're done with Bill. And so, worst mistake of his career.
I agree with that.
Okay, so why aren't you ecstatic this morning?
Because
if you had to tell me what the knock on Mac Jones is right now, what is it?
I think it's his the inability to make something out of nothing. That would be my only knock on the guy, right? And so if I had to rank the quarterbacks, he would be fifth on my list of the five quarterbacks. And if I had to rank the quarterbacks in the order that I wanted them, where I potentially thought maybe this could work out for the Patriots, it would have been Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Mac Jones. And it's only because of, I feel like when you look at quarterbacks nowadays, the ones that obviously have great success are the ones that can improvise, can make something out of nothing. And that's something that Mac Jones can't do. So that's why he's low on my list. But I am happy that they did take a quarterback. I hope he turns out to be Matt Ryan or Matthew Stafford.
Did Tom Brady make something out of nothing on multiple occasions?
But I think the game was different. You know, with Tom Brady,
last year when he won the Super Bowl?
No. Not a large portion of his success, the game was different. And I understand that he had success last year and he won the Super Bowl.
He beat a guy that can make something out of nothing.
Right, but you're also talking about Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback to ever play. You're talking, besides him, if you take him out of the equation, you would rather a guy that can make something out of nothing.
Okay, but if
you look at Mac Jones and look at Tommy Brady and tell me what you say.
I'm not going to compare Mac Jones and Tom Brady.
Okay, but if you have a system, mm-hmm, a well-oiled system that has worked pretty well for 19 years.
Right.
Don't you want to find somebody that you can plug into that system who can be successful in that system? And isn't that Mac Jones?
Just because Brady worked well in that system, it doesn't mean that you have to have a pocket passer. You could have put Justin Fields into that system and he could have worked out well. We got to stop comparing quarterbacks to Brady. Like, that's it. You can't do it. It's like trying to compare.
But Charlie Weiss just did. It was your play caller.
I think Charlie Weiss said, because you look at Mac Jones and his looking through progressions, playing with the game between his ears, and not being real mobile, right? That's the only reason why you're comparing the two.
Well, what's wrong with that?
And Wiggy, you cited Charlie Weiss constantly, mm-hmm, when arguing with me about Cam Newton, saying Charlie Weiss knows.
Yeah, he knows.
Said it's the same offense.
It is the same offense.
So you listen to him for what he says, but then when he says something you disagree with, you're saying he's not really meaning.
But I don't think I'm not disagreeing with him on Mac Jones. You asked me why I had Mac Jones fifth on my list, mm-hmm, or behind those quarterbacks. I told you because of his inability to improvise.
Right. Well, you're doing the same exact thing when it comes to those who are comparing Mac Jones to Tom Brady. You like Justin Fields because you think he's the next Patrick Mahomes. That's why you like him.
I think he has that Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. Yeah.
Okay, but there may not be another Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
In the same way that there may not be another Tom Brady. It's the same exact thing that you're doing.
I don't think it is, because Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Right, but Mahomes, you would agree, is the most talented quarterback,
okay,
in the NFL.
So take Mahomes off the list. Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson.
Cam Newton.
I would say a younger version of Cam Newton that is more accurate and a better passer. That's what I would say Justin Fields is.
This is Lewis from Rhode Island. What's up, Lewis?
Man, you guys... Man, Wiggy is 100% right. He wanted, Bill Belichick wanted, he was going to take either one of these QBs, Fields or Mac Jones, and Chicago came up and they took Fields. Me personally, I was with Wiggy. I wanted Fields too. I want that. The NFL is going towards more of that mobile quarterback. Now, Mac Jones, he's still great. You know why I say he's still great? Even though he's not my first choice, he's there at number 15. They didn't have to give up any capital, no draft capital. They didn't have to give up anything to get a QB.
Yes.
So that's the reason why I'm with Wiggy 100% on that. And he's right. It's not fair to compare Mac Jones to the best QB ever, but Mahomes is—he's most athletic, but he's not the best ever. So he's fair game to be compared to.
Is Mac Jones likely to be able to put the ball where even N'Keal Harry can catch it?
Yeah, you would think.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Based on what we saw in college, yeah.
Yes, he is.
As we saw, I don't think Brady was able to put it where N'Keal Harry can catch the ball.
All right. No, but I agree with you on that. Yeah, I mean, Mac Jones, I told you, Mac Jones has a lot of qualities. I would compare him more to Matt Ryan and Matthew Stafford.
This is Patrick. Patrick, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on, Patrick?
Good. My question is for Wiggy. So, Wiggy, do you feel that because Cam Newton is still in New England, that Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence would have been a better guy to develop under Cam and just be a better player with them rather than going with the style that Bills ran for years with Josh and Mac Jones? Is that why you don't like Mac Jones? Is that why you don't like the Mac Jones pick?
No, I don't. I think Cam will be a good mentor to Mac Jones just as well as he would have been to, what I think you meant to say, Trey Lance or Justin Fields. I don't have a problem with that one bit. I think their styles are going to be different. Josh will just have to do things differently with Mac Jones than he will with Cam Newton. But I think Cam will be a good mentor for Mac Jones as well.
Who do you think the starter is week one here in New England?
Cam Newton.
Listening to Bill talk, it feels like Cam. It feels like for at least 5-6 weeks until Foxborough fans start to weigh in vocally on this. Because can't you imagine that? As soon as Cam has one bad throw, Curtis is going to be popping off on a Monday. The pressure is going to ratchet up.
We had a poll on this last night, correct, Curtis?
That we did. Let me get it right now.
On Twitter. As to who you think will be
who
the
do you
starter.
Think it'll be, by the way?
Is a ladle?
I think it'll be Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah. The poll was who starts week one for the Patriots? Nearly 60% for Cam, almost 5,000 votes.
I think the better poll would have been who finishes the season as the starting quarterback. Because you're when you think of young rookie quarterbacks that play their first year, there's always growing pains. But Bill, and generally those young rookie quarterbacks are playing for teams that are not very good. So the coach is like, all right, we can deal with the growing pains because we're not a good football team. You saw it last year with Justin Herbert. And you're like, all right, but a good football team, you kind of see what the Miami Dolphins did. Well, we want to start him, but he's got some issues. Veteran, get back in there. Where I think that's where Bill Belichick is. I'm going to start the veteran because I feel like I have a good football team. Now, if the things fall off the rail, I'll give the young kid a chance, but if he can't do it, I'm going back to the veteran.
And I think your guy Ninkovich has suggested a Taysom Hill, Drew Brees combo style could work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy that maybe Max the starter, but they bring Cam in for packages or something like that?
Only if you get Tim Tebow at tight end. Can you? Is there any chance that Tim Tebow is successful currently at age 33 as a tight end in the NFL? Or is this a pipe dream on his part?
It's a pipe dream.
It is?
It's like me saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to go play Major League Baseball. It's an absolute pipe.
Hockey with you.
Hockey, right.
You were a standout on the
true.
Ice. Yeah.
Bocce,
a young
you're good at bocce.
I do like bocce, though. Tebow, I don't know what this one is. This one, somebody's doing a solid for Tebow.
That's an Urban Meyer. That's all the way.
Yeah. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on, Mike?
It is Friday, right?
It is. Yes, it is. Yes.
All right. That's an excellent thing. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I'm super excited about Mac Jones. I don't know if I have any reason to be, but based on the fact that I honestly think that if Bill had the number one pick in the draft, or maybe the number two, because we all know that Lawrence was going to go number one. But I think if Bill had the number two pick, he probably would have gone Mac Jones. And maybe he's right or maybe he's wrong. And Bill, we trust. But the way I see it is we've had so many picks over the last 20 years where you see these these guys come out of college, and all everyone says is it's a sure thing. It's guaranteed. It's going to work. Jamarcus Russell, RG3. I don't know if Fields is going to be great, if he's going to be a Patrick Mahomes, or he's going to be an RG3. And I don't know about, you know, that about Mac Jones either, but let's just say hypothetically Mac Jones ends up like a Jared Goff or maybe Philip Rivers. That'd be pretty good. Everyone's looking at it like, oh, we need to get another Tom Brady. That is never, ever, ever, ever going to happen. Tom Brady is never going to happen. You're never going to see another Tom Brady again. If you compare Tom Brady to Peyton Manning, it's miles and miles difference between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He went number one overall. So I see people keep like hoping that we're going to get another Tom Brady. Get that out of your head. Everybody out there, get that out of your head. Mac Jones, if we get a Philip Rivers out of him, that's a huge win.
Yeah, Phil, I won't give you Jared Goff because I don't think Jared Goff's any good, and neither did the Rams, because if they thought he was, they wouldn't trade him. But Philip Rivers, yeah, that's why I said if you can turn Mac Jones, which I think the Patriots will, because my lead yesterday was quarterbacks that go to good organizations generally do well. So if you can get him to be close to Matt Stafford, you can't put him in the Brady world because that's ridiculous, right?
I mean, if you're Bill and you're looking at just these two guys and evaluating these two guys, and you are somebody who considers work ethic to be a big part of the success of an NFL player, aren't you a little bit concerned when it comes to Justin Fields? When that was the talk?
Weren't you thinking about that when he was dropping in the late 7, 8, 9? Nobody was taking him.
That
Orlovsky report.
That
come
was the Orlovsky
Migs.
Thing. Here's the issue I had with the last caller, because if the Patriots are at number two and you're telling me Mac Jones is your guy.
I thought that scoop was Brittany's.
Oh yeah, Brittany.
Was
first.
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are being fraudulent.
Go ahead.
If Mac Jones is your guy, there are teams that are not too far behind you that need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. So you would think, okay, let me move up to 11 to take Mac Jones.
Ooh.
Right? Why run the risk of a team leapfrogging you and taking Mac Jones if he is your guy?
Why?
And that's why I look at it and go, Bill was in a position where he liked Mac Jones and he liked Justin Fields, and he knew one of them was falling in his lap.
Kill me, please.
I can't believe Wiggy is not ecstatic this morning. It's really bothering me.
I am.
And we're going to have all year he's going to be resistant to Mac Jones.
No,
of course he is. Because he was in love with Justin Fields.
Yep.
So in his mind, Bill made a horrible mistake.
No, he didn't.
Okay, well then what are you upset about?
I'm upset.
You've been an emotional roller coaster this morning.
I'm not upset. I'm disappointed. Okay? There's a difference. I'm disappointed you had a chance to get Justin Fields, the guy I feel like who could have really, really been a great player
it
for you.
It wasn't worth the capital
I
to
understand
Bill Belichick
that. I
to
understand
move up.
That. I understand that point.
Do they like Justin Fields? I don't think so.
No, they don't.
I understand that. So I am disappointed. But then on the other hand, Bill, okay, I understand you don't want to give up draft capital to move up to get Justin Fields. But I am glad that you took a quarterback. So it's like Christmas. It's not the gift that I wanted, but guess what? Over time, I'll come to love it.
Two halves of a whole idiot.
We got two halves of a whole idiot on a Friday around these parts. All right. Coming up, we will get to the news. And then at 9, the guy who said on this show months ago that Mac Jones was the very best quarterback last year in college football, Charlie Weiss, will join us 9 o'clock on today's show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, I just space on his name.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
At Northeast Men's Health, they are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. I got to get out of the Twitch chat because those people are demanding resolution when it comes to Danielle's chair on this show, and I cannot be rushed in this process. Ugh. There's just too much pressure from the Twitch people, so I got to get out of there. They want it resolved now.
Well, I agree with them in a sense. I mean, whoever this person is, if they ever come in months from now, it's going to be like you moved heaven and earth for them. It's totally biased.
What is wrong with moving heaven and earth when it comes to trying to find the right person for this show for years?
Poor Brittany, you were forcing her around with breaking news after an hour. She never got a fair chance.
She came back and did her 4 hours. How did she do with the breaking news topic that she dealt with on that Friday morning at 6:30 a.m.?
She wasn't ready for that.
That was Wiggy's choice.
She wasn't ready.
We need not to rush to judgment. I think there was, you know, there was no evidence that was overwhelming in that case.
She wasn't ready. It's not our wheelhouse.
All right. By the way, coming up after 8, the new franchise, Mac Jones, has been to Boston only once. And it wasn't a great experience for him. So we'll hear about that coming up after
8. Oh, really?
Yes.
Attended a party with you and got COVID?
No, that was not it at all, Ken. But speaking of that, as we get to the news, Charlie Baker spoke yesterday and said, in an interesting turn of events, that it is possible that Massachusetts and therefore Boston may open up earlier than August 1st in the case of the state and the end of August in the state of the city.
August 1 was a date that we were sure would be possible, right? But we also said that if people continue to get vaccinated and we continue to see the kind of momentum we've seen before, we'll revisit this at the end of May. And if we're going to get to a point where we're really going to be quote-unquote open, we want to make sure that we have a big chunk of our adult population and potentially a bunch of our younger folks vaccinated as well. You know, if we're going to pick a date, we're going to start with a date we're sure we're going to be able to get to. But if we have a lot more success continuing to get people vaccinated in May, we might be able to go earlier.
What is with the dilly-dallying here? I mean, we're going to have a co-host by the time the state opens up.
Didn't I say that yesterday, though? He was going to move the goalposts and make it be based on how many people get vaccinated before we can get fully. So what happens next year when a certain number of people don't get vaccinated?
I don't know, because it's extortion. I mean, this is what it is extortion. It's dangling a carrot in the form of getting the vaccine you being able to get a job and make money this summer. They're dangling the carrot in saying, go get the vaccine.
You are to Baker's decision-making as Wiggy is to Mac Jones. You can't be happy. The guy's saying his big board's fluid. He might open up in July, and you're complaining.
Ken, are you aware that the city of New York, which was called Ground Zero, is opening up nearly 2 months before Boston?
That's not what Cuomo says.
Well, here's what the mayor says. This is the mayor of New York, Mayor de Blasio, yesterday.
We're focused on the data and the science, Willie. That's how we've made every decision. That's what's worked. And the data and the science are saying out loud, it's time to come back.
Okay.
Wow.
Science, data says New York can open up on July 1st. Then, but listen, I think I mentioned this during my lead. I think we all owe Governor Sununu, my governor, a debt of gratitude for coming on this show yesterday and for, in a roundabout way, calling Charlie Baker out. Because I think if we keep the pressure up, they will maybe somebody will realize that there is no legitimate reason, science, data, or otherwise, why August 1st
is the date that that this city ought to be 100% open. Well, it should be much earlier.
They'll tell you the data is different. The data and science is different in every state.
Okay, but I don't. I'm not buying in.
And
now,
you owe Governor Sununu an apology with these hard balls you've been throwing at him during those interviews.
We need to do the Breakfast with Sununu broadcast, or we need him as a guest host. We got to do something with Governor Sununu. I love that guy.
This hit me yesterday. We get the Hampton, New Hampshire counselor, whatever, the guy in charge of Hampton, to show up and give Wiggy the key to the city. And then we do the broadcast there with Governor Sununu.
Oh, I was thinking sipping Ciroc with Sununu.
You think? I don't know if he's a big Ciroc guy or not.
But that's just the name of it.
That sounds like a threat to me.
No, that's just the name of it. You can drink whatever you want, and it's more of a...
Well, the show has to happen in the morning. I mean, it's not going to be... Oh, you just want to do an event. Yeah. Not a live broadcast.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we could do that, too. Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. is there an official game of New Hampshire?
Topless Day, Beach Day. There you go.
You do love Topless Beach Day. It's one of your... not at Hampton? Prefer Miami?
Hampton's hit or miss.
what a direct insult to the New Hampshire people who listen to this show.
Boob watch.
It depends on the weather.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Dale, swing and a miss.
He could still be right on Jimmy G. Don't rule that out.
Would you get off the Jimmy G train?
I will
train?
Not. That's still an upgrade.
Has crashed and burned a long time ago.
You still think Jimmy G could come to the Patriots?
Absolutely.
You're insane. And
Jimmy G's not going anywhere.
Nowhere.
Because they need him as a bridge mentor. That's clear. That's as plain as the silver spoon in Curtis's mouth.
Right.
They can get another bridge. Gardner Minshew.
And Trey Lance.
Talk about Brees like that, Greg.
Trey Lance is the Trey Lance is the one guy that when San Francisco drafted him, more than anybody that needs a bridge guy. You know, we talk about with Mac Jones, he might not need one as much because he played at Alabama. He played this season. Every other quarterback, Trey Lance played one season at the FCS level, so he's going to need a bridge guy.
Okay. Back to the news. Parents at one Florida school are upset because a teacher instructed the students not to hug their vaccinated parents for more than 5 minutes. Is that based on science, Ken? Is that based on any kind of data that a teacher would say that?
Why is anybody going to hug ever again? We should adopt like the universal head nod. Nobody should ever touch.
Oh, you don't want no hugging ever again?
No hugging. Let's do the bow or the wave or whatever.
Oh. What are you against handshakes?
Unless
as
you're
well?
Intimate. Yes. You think absolutely.
You think the handshake has gone the way of the horse and buggy?
Correct. Dunsky.
When I first met Ken 5 years ago, he didn't do the handshake then. He liked the fist. He was so germophobic.
I mean, we have some, a little bit of a reading of the email that was sent on this by one of the parents.
Hola, mommy. The teacher is telling us to stay away from you guys and not hug you for more than 5 seconds. She is also saying we should not get the COVID vaccine.
Uh-oh. She's going to get canceled.
It sounds like a teacher who might not want to go back into the classroom before it's necessary, maybe. Is that possible?
I don't get it. What's going on with that teacher? No hugging and no vaccines?
Listen, I think if your parents or your grandparents or any individual that you want to hug has been vaccinated, you should be okay with
hugging. Well, Ken won't be hugging his daughter then. He said no hugs.
Oh, intimate family.
I don't think he's being serious.
The teacher said that they don't want these kids hugging their parents.
No, but Ken, you're not being serious about no hugging.
No, I'm fine within your own household, but do I want to like shake anybody's hand ever again? No.
You haven't seen your boy since, let's say, college. You run into him, you're not hugging him?
Give him the salute or the, you know.
Salute?
What salute? What is that, the white power?
Air
dad. What are you guys in the military?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about the local Jeopardy contestant who is being dragged on social media for the symbol that he showed on Jeopardy the other night? The guy's from Winthrop, and he had won 3 times in a row. So he showed 3 fingers, which immediately the woke brigade, the the deep sea woke fishermen started suggesting was some kind of a white power symbol. And there are 500 former Jeopardy champions and contestants who are demanding that the guy be erased from the face of the earth. Now, he says all he was doing was showing that he had he had won three times.
Yeah, I don't know. I throw my threes up, too, because I represent Boston like that. That's you throwing do. Your threes up. Yeah.
I mean, how do you know if – I mean, this is why I don't throw anything up, because I don't know that I'm throwing the right thing up.
Well, Trenny is outraged. She's boycotting Jeopardy.
He adamantly denied it. Like, don't most people that have those beliefs stick by them publicly?
I don't know. I'm not aware.
I throw my threes up, though, when I do take a picture. That's a Boston thing. If you look at it, throwing your threes up like that is a Boston.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is.
Is it a Winthrop thing? Because the guy's from Winthrop.
It could be, though. Maybe he got some people from Boston, and that's, you know, if you see people from around here, we throw our threes up. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how the white supremacists do it. If there's like a certain, is the hand down? Is it up?
Yeah.
You know, when you throw your threes up, it's more sideways representing Boston. So looks like he's doing that, throwing it up a little bit.
Mm, all right. Does he still get the prizes that he won, or what? What happens if you're bounced off of Jeopardy? Because
they have a new Biden racist tax.
they do.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, Mac Jones. As I mentioned, Mac Jones, your new franchise, has been to Boston once, although the experience was not so great. So we'll get to that coming up next.
Okay. Picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.